This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper Curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper Curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. Today, I am talking about incorporating movement into your reading instruction. Today, I'm chatting with Stephanie Hull, the creator of ABC See, Hear, Do Learning. And Stephanie's really passionate about incorporating kinesthetic learning into literacy instruction. As we talk about in our interview, this is something that's often missing that we don't think about. And we know a lot of our learners have a really hard time sitting in a desk, doing a worksheet, reading a book. They need that movement piece. And from a brain development perspective, this is really important. So Stephanie's going to share some simple ways to incorporate movement into your literacy instruction and how this can be especially effective for your struggling readers. Hi, Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Sasha. Thanks so much for having me.
So I'm really excited to talk about a topic that I know we are both very passionate about, and that is literacy and reading. And honestly, I feel like there's not enough conversation about why teaching reading is so hard for some kids. And I just think there's not enough research in this area. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Yes, I totally agree. I think a lot of people assume that learning to read is a natural process, like learning to speak, and that it should be easy and something that kids just pick up on. But that's really not the case. I think only 7% of kids actually learn to read like on their own.
Wow.
So it's something that really has to be taught, and it's a really complex process. Like there's a lot of steps in learning to read. You have to recognize letters are symbols. There's the phonological awareness. There's blending sounds together to read words. There's decoding, comprehension, fluency, like so many factors in learning to read that it's really complex and hard. I mean, there's other factors too, like speech delays, if kids are bilingual, dyslexic, you know. And so I think you're right that there's not enough research done about this. And we often don't give kids the space to have a hard time with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And we're kind of trying to fit everyone into a box of like, this is how you should learn to read, but that's not working for a lot of kids.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kids learn so differently, and there isn't really like a one way fits all. and often schools, you know, I mean, I get it. They have to teach a lot of kids and they can't cater to each individual child. But I do believe there are better ways and better ways to help each child.
And if our kids are delayed in reading and in literacy, it's just, you know, I can't like not think about how, what a huge impact that has on their life. We live in a literacy rich world. Like we use reading so often, we don't even know we do it. And our kids are just left out of that whole huge part of their community and their school and their everyday life if they aren't able to connect words with meaning and really comprehend text.
Oh, it's so true. And if you look at the statistics, it's really quite alarming at how many kids are not reading at grade level by fourth grade. Because, you know, like you're saying, it affects their entire life. You know, if you're not a strong reader, it affects every subject at school. Mm-hmm. Everything uses reading. and so it's really, really critical to get these kids reading well and fluently, you know, definitely by third grade for sure.
You know, as a parent, so I have a third grader now, and it's interesting to watch from the parent side how like sharply, like, I don't even know the right word. It feels so sudden. The shift goes from you're learning to read to you're reading to learn. And I feel like it was just like a sharp right turn. And like my child is on pace for that. But I keep thinking about what if she wasn't? Like now, like she's behind in literally every subject because even math, I mean, there's these lengthy word problems that half the time I have to spend time like really decoding and thinking about. But if you're not right on pace with everyone, suddenly it's impacting everything across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is a big shift in third grade, especially when it's like all of a sudden, oh, like we expect you to know how to read. So here we go.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of kids that just really aren't there yet. And so they just start falling further and further behind.
So you kind of mentioned a few minutes ago, yeah, like we get it. Schools have to, you know, fit kind of everyone in and try to teach a lot of people in the same way at the same time. So let's talk for a minute about those like kind of traditional reading programs and things that probably most schools are using. What are some of the struggles with those traditional reading programs and what can they sometimes lack that kind of causes this snowball effect of our kids really struggling and falling behind?
So what I have found and what I'm all about is that they are lacking the kinesthetic part of learning. So, you know, we've got the visual and the auditory, which works well for some kids, but the majority of kids need to move. Like when you add movement to learning, it actually increases learning by 90%. Like this is really significant because it allows different parts of the brain to be accessed. And so like, for instance, when you're learning to read, instead of just getting input into your brain of like seeing the words and hearing them, when you add movement in, you're accessing another part of your brain and it's creating more neural pathways, which makes it easier to retain, easier to learn. And so I'm all about adding movement as much as possible when learning. And, you know, you might think that's tricky with teaching reading. Like you don't want a whole classroom of kids jumping around, but you know what? Maybe you do, because mm-hmm. maybe that is what they need to really cement those concepts in their brain. And so I'm a big proponent of adding in that movement part. It can be small movements. It can be big movements, but just getting kids moving and using different parts of their brain really increases learning.
And you're right. I mean, there's no like traditional big box curriculum that really incorporates that. And even if it is hands-on, quote unquote, it's still sitting in a chair. So what is this process of adding the kinesthetic component, adding movement? What does that look like? And can you give some examples of how teachers can incorporate that into their reading instruction?
Yeah, so the program I developed adds a hand motion to each letter sound. So as the child's learning each letter sound, they're moving their body, which helps them remember what that is. And then when they're trying to read a word to blend those sounds together, you know, if they get stuck, they can remember, oh, it was, you know, C is curl your hands like claws and scratch. And so you're saying, and you're moving your hands down and saying, and A is you throw your hands in the air like you're scared. Ah! And so they're moving their body, which helps them remember these things. So that's what I did with my reading program to add movement into it, which makes it really fun and engaging. So when teachers are in the classroom and trying to add movement, I do suggest trying to do something like that where you're adding movement that relates to a specific concept. Or you can just add movement in general. Like, for example, if they're practicing spelling words, it can be as simple as having the kids clap with each letter they're saying. Or if they're memorizing vocabulary or something, they can be tapping their feet or standing and jumping with each, letter or word they're saying. It can be using manipulatives. I mean, really, I don't think it matters as much what the movement it is, but just having the kids moving just changes the way they learn.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Yeah, and that totally makes sense when you talked about, you know, how from a brain development standpoint that we're going to develop more of those synapses if we're using more parts of the brain.
Exactly. And the more parts of the brain you can use, the better, because the easier they'll be able to learn it and the more they will retain it long term.
So in your work, have you found obstacles to implementation regarding, I don't know, maybe teacher mindset? I'm kind of just thinking of, like, you know, maybe someone that's just set in their ways and like, that's not how we do it in here.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely been people that are like, no, that's weird, we're not doing that. But I think that if people are willing to give it a chance, they are quickly shocked at how well it works. Like, it's almost like magic.
What types of students do you see this approach being successful for?
I mean, it really works for any child because, kids are so different from adults and they have so much energy and they really just pretty much all kids want to move. But it works especially well for neurodiverse kids, kids that can't sit still, ADHD, autism. You know, kids that aren't interested in just sitting still and doing a workbook page or something. Mm-hmm. These kids that are maybe different types of learners where those traditional methods just aren't working. It's not clicking for them. I have loads of stories where, you know, a kid is six in first grade and they're just not getting it. They're not understanding how to blend letters together to read words. And then you add in this movement component and it just clicks and they just get it. So it's especially helpful for those types of kids.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thinking about our maybe older students. So I'm thinking like late elementary, even into junior high. Is this strategy still something that you see successful in those grade levels? And how can that work in kind of that older level classroom?
Yeah, I mean, most of my work and research is with like 0 to 8 year olds. Mm-hmm. However, I have had a lot of parents specifically ask if they can use my materials for older kids, you know, 4th, 5th, 6th grade. And I say, absolutely, they can. The only issue is that, like, my materials specifically are, you know, cartoonish, more geared towards younger kids. They might think, oh, this is kind of babyish type of thing.
Yeah.
But I think that there is room for that kind of thing. Like, I think there is room for materials to be developed for those older kids that are still struggling with reading, for sure. Because I still think that, I mean, even anyone, like even myself, when I'm learning new things, if I can add in movement, it still helps me focus and helps me learn things better. So I don't think this is specific just to kids. So yeah, I think that it is necessary. I don't think that there are a lot of programs out there developed for older kids that use movement. So I think that is a need.
Yeah, I agree. So if someone's like listening and they're like, all right, I've got struggling readers and this seems like something I haven't tried yet, I want to jump in and try this. What's a good like first step that like, you know, feels like doable? You know, some things feel overwhelming. I don't want to start a whole new thing. Like what's something doable to bring to the classroom tomorrow?
Right. I mean, I'd probably look at like what specific skill the kids need the most work with. Like let's say they're struggling with, you know, sight words. And so you decide, okay, I'm going to come up with a movement for each sight word type of thing. Adding in things like that. So like my Learn to Read books, I was very intentional about making it super simple and easy for a parent or teacher to just pick up and be able to use immediately, like no prep needed, where the kids can just start learning immediately those letter sounds with using movement. And so I think keeping it really simple, it doesn't have to be anything hard or extreme, but you know, get creative with it. Like think, what are my students struggling with? What can I target to try this? What can I add movement to? And you know, and see how it goes. And if they respond well, then try something else and keep going, you know?
Yeah, great. All right, tell us a little bit more about your reading program and where people can go to learn more about it.
So it's called ABC See, Hear, Do, you know, because it's the Visual, Auditory, and Kinesthetic Learning Styles Incorporated. And there's 7 levels of books. And there's a lot of supplemental materials like coloring books, writing books, curriculum, early readers. But the whole point of the program is just to make learning to read really simplified. It breaks it into really small, easy to manage chunks, and it gives kids a lot of confidence. And so it builds this confidence with learning to read where they're like, oh, I can do this one thing. Oh, okay, I can do this next thing. And so it's not this overwhelming process that they're like, this is too hard. I hate this. I can't do this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it breaks it down and makes it really simple so that kids are enjoying it and having fun. And then we have on our website, we have tons and tons of free resources and ideas. Teachers can definitely go on there and find tons of activities for letter learning. We have sensory activities, games, crafts. I mean, everything you could ever want to help reinforce those letter sounds, we have it on our website. That's actually a great resource for teachers. So that's just abcseehearedo.com.
Okay,
oh, great. And our Instagram. We post tons of ideas on Instagram. So that's a good thing to check out too.
Okay, we will link your website and your Instagram in our show notes so people can check that out.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. I hope this kind of had a little light bulb moment for people, because I think you're right when you talk about that's a big thing that's missing. And starting to add in that kinesthetic component could be really the missing piece for so many learners. So I hope this kind of sparked some ideas for listeners today.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I think, you know, just even if you can just add in one little thing, I think it'll make a difference. So
awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.